8 people were massacred in a small town in Iowa in the early 20th century, and no explanation or solution to the sordid and grisly crimes was forthcoming. Try as they may, the authorities could not offer a convincing rationale for who actually would have had the means and motive for such a heinous undertaking. Occurring in the early summer of 1912, the strange murders involved all members of the Moore household and 2 guests who were passing through the area who stayed at their residence. In Tony Valenzuela's The Axe Murders of Villisca, the legacy of the 8 original and unsolved crimes of this town in southern Iowa is highlighted and dramatized through a group of young filmmakers who attempt to find out if the so-called axe murder house is really as haunted as it's reputed to be. Is the reputed haunted house merely another get-rich-quick souvenir gift shop intended to prey upon the fears of tourists as a gimmick? In other words, is the house not really a seriously haunted destination as much as it is a tourist trap? In one sense, the mere fact that a supernatural investigation is being conducted and televised to a certain extent by the main characters in this film does lend some credence to the idea that the house is nothing more than a money-making scheme for the new owners of the house. However, it equally well may be the case that the new property owners do not want outsiders to pry too closely into what is really happening in the old house. Perhaps they are covering something up, something vengeful and destructive about the venue, which they cannot fully control or predict, even though it does promote their livelihood. As the trio of filmmakers explore the house, they are promptly booted out, because one of them is a bit too nosy for the taste of one of the proprietors. How much factual basis there is in this portion of the film, which covers an event widely considered to be the largest mass murder in Iowan history, is left undisclosed, or left to the imagination of the viewer. Nonetheless, it dramatically sets the stage for what is to follow. Did Darwin and Martha Lynn have any idea that attempting to restore the old farm residence to something close to its pristine condition of 1912 would have drawn so much attention, including the Axe Murders film now featured on Netflix? Perhaps they simply wanted to keep a piece of the past alive for those who were not jaded by the plethora of paranormal investigators who make outrageous claims on occasion. The Axe Murders of Villisca has raised some controversial questions about the viability of using an actual mass murder site as a springboard for modern paranormal investigators. Is it disrespectful toward those families who suffered injury or loss due to the original tragedy? Is it better to leave well enough alone, even if it might make for an interesting cinematic follow-up? In fact, the Axe Murders may raise the question of whether outsiders and spectators can ultimately and objectively understand the events and the history of the past. Probably, they cannot do so. Here, compiled and collected in ebook format, is a dynamic, interactive trivia guide to test your recall from this modern cult horror classic. Step back into the Iowan cornfields and try to figure out what really went down in Villisca with this trivia ride. Netflix does currently feature The Axe Murders for streaming, and the film can also be obtained or rented on DVD. In fact, users may very well be able to view the film entirely for free if they have access to a public library. In the following sections of this trivia guide, you will have several multiple-choice answers provided to trivia questions presented relating to the Axe Murders horror film.